time that I get my way. Governor Rick Snyder faces a tough sell today as he tries to restart the conversation on fixing Detroit schools.
And that is just one of the political tough sells facing the second term nerd. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So Governor Snyder is trying to resuscitate his Detroit agenda with bills about to be introduced in the state legislature.
But that is happening in the shadow of an FBI corruption investigation into the Education Achievement Authority, the so-called reform district that's supposed to turn around poor performing schools in Detroit.
One target of the investigation has already agreed to plead guilty. More may be on the way.
All of which is tarnishing and complicating Snyder's school turnaround plans, which are critical to his legacy of turning around the city of Detroit.
But let's not stop at Detroit schools when we are talking about the afflictions, the many problems facing Governor Rick Snyder.
Absolutely. As we've pointed out before, second terms can be just brutal on lame duck governors. And the last few months here in Michigan do seem to be a case in point. Let's review.
There's the governor's top priority, a deal on road funding. That remains elusive. Plus, of course, the crash and burn of Proposal 1 this May.
Then there's the Snyder-backed plan to reform parole rules that's been battered by Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette and local prosecutors, and now faces an uncertain future in the state Senate.
Yep. Meantime, Republicans in a Senate committee also delivered a poke in the eye. They adopted a bill to roll back gun-free zones, which Snyder has already vetoed once before.
Yeah, just this year, in fact. Yep. One of the first acts of his second term was to say no to Republicans in the legislature. The Snyder administration also profoundly embarrassed by the Flint water crisis.
The lead contamination that's put children at risk in Flint. And it's also serving as an indictment of the emergency manager system that Snyder has continued to champion.
This is a Republican governor with Republican majorities in the legislature who's been put squarely on defense.
This is a guy who could use a win right about now.
And this is not just an academic issue. He needs to show he can chart a course to winning. You know, nothing succeeds like success. Show lawmakers, Republican and Democrat, who don't owe him anything, that he has something of value to offer them.
And yet, even this past weekend, another humiliation.
Governor Snyder, proud Wolverine, holder of 3 degrees from the University of Michigan, who makes a point of going without neckwear,
has to wear a tie, honoring the Michigan State University Spartans for a whole day
because
he lost a bet on this past weekend's MSU U of M smackdown.
At least the Lions won.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.